I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Minnesota and Virginia Tech on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. Monday is the first day of the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and it tips off the likely mismatch, at least on paper, as Minnesota heads to Blacksburg to face a Virginia Tech team that seems to be way above their level. The Golden Gophers are coming off a two-game split in the SoCal Challenge over the holiday week, where they beat Cal Baptist in overtime on Monday but lost to UNLV on Wednesday night. They're 4-2 on the season, but 0-2 against teams in Ken Pomeroy's top 100, and that Monday win against Cal Baptist was their only win against a team in the top 200. When Minnesota has the ball, they'll be looking to slow things down. Through their first six games of the season, sophomore big man Dawson Garcia, formerly of North Carolina and Marquette, has taken almost a third of their shots. He's 6'11", but can make an impact both inside and outside, as he takes about 3.5 threes per game and hits them at a reasonable rate. Virginia Tech is coming off a second-place finish in the Charleston Classic, where they beat Old Dominion and a better-than-normal Penn State squad before losing to the host school, College of Charleston, in the final. They're 6-1 on the season after winning a surprisingly close home game against Charleston Southern on Friday night. The Hokies are one of the most efficient teams in the country offensively. They're in the top 10 in turnover percentage and the top 100 in two-point shooting percentage, three-point shooting percentage, and free-throw percentage. They'll lean heavily on sophomore point guard Sean Padula, who doesn't leave the floor often. He's been a double-figure scorer in each of the Hokies' first seven games. The Hokies also tend to play slower games, but it's at least in part because they force opponents to grind it out on defense. Opposing teams have held the ball for almost 19 seconds per possession against Tech this season, one of the highest averages in the country. If Minnesota is able to stay in this game, it'll be because they utilize a significant size advantage. They've got six regulars that stand 6'7 or taller, including recently returned wing Jameson Battle. Despite playing a few games without Battle, the Gophers are the 10th tallest team in the country. They're going to be a lot taller than the Hokies. Tech only has two regulars taller than 6'7", and only one of them, Grant Basile, has been starting this season. They could look to speed things up a little bit on offense to try to get set before the Gophers get their defense back. That's our on-the-court preview of Minnesota and Virginia Tech. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hello, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for tuning in to the Pick and Rollout here on the Sports Betting Stack. Be sure to go ahead and subscribe so you can follow along all season long. We're going to be taking a look at key matchups throughout the college basketball landscape. You'll have Kyle Loebner providing the breakdowns of the X's and O's, the Jimmys and Joes, and I'll be here to provide the latest from Vegas in terms of trends and information, what's happening with teams and the lines that surround them. So let's go ahead and dive right in. We've got an ACC Big Ten Challenge matchup. The Minnesota Golden Gophers traveling down to Cassell Coliseum in Blacksburg to take on the Virginia Tech Hokies. This one tipping off at 7 p.m. Eastern over on ESPN2. Current line, Virginia Tech minus 11.5. This one opened at 12.5. Hokies so far 6-1 on the season, but just 2-5 against the spread. They are 5-0 against the spread in their last five home games, though, and are unbeaten in four games at home so far. Gophers coming in, also 4-2, it's a good start for them this season. Just 2-4 against the spread coming out. Had a 9-point loss to UNLV their last time on the floor, and they are actually 0-5 against the spread in their last five road games. Despite that, I actually kind of lean towards the Gophers here a little early on, but 11.5 is a lot of points. I think this one's going to be a bit of a battle, so give me the Gophers plus those 11.5 points. The total in this one is sitting at 127.5. Lots of trends to note here, and you're going to notice a theme pretty quickly. Minnesota has gone under in six of their last nine on the road. They've also gone under in five of their six games so far this season. Virginia Tech has gone under in eight of their last 12 home games, and they've gone under in four of their seven games this year. At 127.5, hard to argue with those trends, leaning towards the under in this one as well. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this has been the Pick and Rollout for Minnesota and Virginia Tech.